Keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit style. The Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show. Coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
It's the Trademark Production SEO Podcast Radio Show. And yeah, we're live once again. And we're talking today with Brian Ambrosi, social media guru.
Hello.
In fact, I was just calling him a different name, but we won't repeat that on air because I don't think he likes it. He's not as happy with it. And it's probably not very flattering. So
No, it's not flattering at all. But so that's okay.
This week in search, probably a couple things I want to talk about is Groupon and Foursquare. And what they just came out with today is they're going to be doing the real-time daily deals.
Yeah, that news broke just a few minutes ago, actually.
And, minutes.
Yeah, literally. So Foursquare is now partnering with Groupon to provide local location-based coupons. So when you're, say, in downtown Royal Oak and you check into, say, Cantina Diablo, if Groupon has a special there, it will show up. And you can say, oh, Groupon will, you know, you can buy a Groupon for $15, get a $20 meal or something like that.
I think that's pretty huge.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. It's kind of the confluence of what all this stuff has been promising for years now.
Yeah, so, I mean, puts Foursquare back on the map again.
Indeed.
And as far as geolocation check-in and Groupon is going to like it with their deals. So it's definitely got another 10 million users of a footprint, people that are active utilizing that. Because, I mean, with Google Plus now, you can check in at multiple places, tag that with images like you can on Facebook too.
Yeah, and actually Google Maps, in related news, just yesterday released a new version of Maps for Android, version 5.8, which allows almost a Foursquare-like check-in experience. So now users, Android users with Google Maps can add locations, check in, add photos, and do all the things that you can do on Foursquare using the Google Maps database, which connects directly with the Google Places. So all that information is now beginning to be tied together. And guess what? When you check in with Google Maps, it shows up on, you want to guess?
Google Plus.
You got it. Google Plus.
Make it happen. So that's only going to be on the Android platform right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll roll the Maps update out for iPhone very, very shortly.
Ooh. Speaking of Google Places, last week we talked pretty highly. It's been a topic for us ever since its launch. It's at a month birthday now. And some of the reports are coming out that traffic inbound from Google Plus to people's sites has started to see a little bit of a decline. It's not as active as it was before, so you know, I think that's to be expected with any type of new thing by such a large company that's out there, especially in search, because that's what we sit and do all day. But we also have seen test accounts. I have a couple that I've sought out. One of them I'll mention is Ford Chrysler. They actually have beta test accounts for Google corporate pages or business pages.
Yes.
So those are happening, and we can't get any confirmation on how many or list of all the businesses that are doing testing. But as I log into mines here, I see Chrysler Group has actually just added me on Google Plus. So now I'm in with that, which brings me to the next part, too, is that we're getting a lot of suggestive types of components. This is going to be similar to what we talked about a month and a half, 2 months ago, in regards to Facebook and Bing's integration. So when you're logged into Facebook, you go to Bing and do search, you go to Bing and do searches, you're going to see your friends and other people that have liked or checked in at different places because of that integration that's happening right in search.
Yep.
Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing the same thing now that's happening. Seems to be a little obscure. We're getting a little feedback noise here. Seems to be a little bit obscure in a certain way because it's the reposting of posts within Google Plus or sharing of posts in Google Plus.
Yes.
I'm seeing search results that are coming in that when I'm searching something, I'm logged in, and I would see that Mike Harrington or somebody else has liked Chrysler when I search for them as an under... an understatement to the actual search result for the meta description. So
yeah, and I think what we're going to see is more and more of that as more people start to use Google Plus regularly and as more companies get on board. We're going to see people who you're connected with on Google Plus heavily, and I don't use the word heavily lightly, get it, heavily influencing your search results. So if I'm connected with you and you and I have communicated on Google Plus regularly, Google knows now that you and I are friends and we talk a lot. And if you check in somewhere or recommend something or by plus wanting it, I think that's actually going to influence my search results.
Yeah, and there's combatant to that, because people, it's now becoming, I guess, a little bit more clear that when you are doing searches and you're using products such as Google's, like you're using Google Calendar, you're using Google Gmail, you're using Google Docs, the data that you're inputting and what you're looking at and what you're receiving, especially with Gmail, is being put through an algorithm to serve up suggestive types of ads to you within those spaces to make revenue, of course. And I think that's something that's been exploited this past week. A team of 365 developers over at Microsoft put out a great little video on the Gmail man. So go out to YouTube and search for, of course, you can even go to Google and search for it. It's going to show up in the results too, but the Gmail man, those videos, and it kind of clearly is a big slap. And it's interesting to see what Microsoft's going to have with their Live 365.
I was surprised at how aggressively, shot across the bow that was to Google from the Office 365 team. If you're not familiar with Office 365, that is going to be a kind of corporate version of Hotmail and a suite of cloud services by Microsoft that will allow business users to communicate in the cloud, kind of like what Gmail does for business right now.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool, but that's always been something. I guess I'm oblivious to a lot of ads, like in Gmail.
Yeah, I don't see
other,
it either.
Yeah, even when I look at news sites and whatnot, they're made and make a lot of money off their CPMs and also off, like a pay-per-lead models with other ad networks. But I'm oblivious to a lot of those ads because I'm focused in on the content areas of exactly where I want to be.
I found a really neat tool the other day called Rapportive, Rapportive. Wait. And it's free. It's a free plugin for Gmail. And it's really, really cool because, A, it covers up the ads. And, B, it whenever you're highlighting a Gmail contact, it actually shows you all of their contact information, including their photo, if they can find it.
They have a Google account.
No, not even.
Where's it pulling it from?
All the different social media networks.
Oh.
So LinkedIn, Twitter, Foursquare, Facebook, anything it can get access to, anything that you've made public.
What's that called?
Rapportive.
Spell it.
Rapportive. And it's an extension for Gmail. And it also covers up the ads.
I'm going to see if he's lying. Oh, I see it. Hey, that's pretty cool. And this is free?
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I can't believe I didn't discover it sooner.
Jeez. Yeah, Rapportive.
That's Brian's helpful tip of the week.
Yeah, that's pretty hot. People should get that. If you're a big Gmail fan and you're using a lot of that, definitely jump on that. Let's see. Two weeks ago, we did have the iPhone app for Google Plus.
Yep.
That is out.
That's out
and running around. And that seems like they're working very diligently on getting the bugs out of that. That's been pretty cool for the iPhone. And I like actually the feature because I went over to Chicago this past weekend. But just looking at, my incoming stream, my circles, and then nearby. And so actually looking and connecting with other people that I've never would have matched up with that may be nearby me that are having cool posts, different types of conversations.
Yeah, I love the nearby feature. That's really cool.
Yeah, and I think that allows you to also maybe, for lack of better terms, if you were very creative with your goals and your tactics, a strategy you could employ would be to whore the hell out of your Google Places account.
On that note, I think we saw our first G+ large scale spammer this week too.
Yeah,
there was a company that sold prescription something. You know, I don't even remember what it was, some RX thing, but they just added every single G+ user that they could. And I saw it all over my network. All these different users were asking, who is this RX Plus or RX Cut or whatever it is? But they just sat there, and I don't know if it was a bot or if it was a human being just sitting there adding every single person they could. But it, you know, and it was kind of strange to figure out what their end goal was, because their end game, you can't see their content unless you add them back.
Right.
So I think maybe their end game was to try and get you to add them back to your circles, and then you'd see their spam content. But, you know, I don't know if it was, I'm sure it wasn't very effective, but it definitely was the first time we've seen a
It gives them exposure to the brand name or whatever
we're
that account
about
name
it.
Is.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. So, not that I give a shit about who they were.
Yeah.
Because I've seen one also, too, for some type of irrelevant, but like some Bangkok hotel chain.
Oh, really?
I assume the same thing, too, out of Bangkok.
There you go. G plus spammers. Watch out for them.
Yeah. So, what else is cool this week?
What else is cool this week? I don't know. It's been kind of a slow week in tech.
No, there's always stuff going on. Well, why don't we give a couple tips, and then we'll let our listeners kind of go on with their week.
If you're one of the iPhone Google Plus app users, that you still don't have the ability to at someone and mention them and link them in a post, but that's coming soon.
What about the ability also with the iPhone app? You cannot reshare someone's post.
Yep, also coming soon.
Yeah, that would be very, very cool. So go to our website, tmprod.com, the big banner on there, and there'll be a link over to our latest podcast and the past podcasts. But some of the other tips of the week I could give is I've got to get a plug to a tool that we utilize a lot, and I'm not afraid to talk about it or give it away because it's pretty involved, but it allows you to do a lot of things, even on the cusp of it, RavenTools.com.
I had a feeling you're going to say that.
Yeah. I just keep falling more and more and more in love with RavenTools, and probably the biggest reason why is everything is so damn centralized, even with the multitude of toolbars and other components. Other sites and services that I have used frequently to do a lot of research and backlink building, selecting keywords, validating keyword value to on-page optimization, ranking against competitors, a lot of it in real time, which is just really hot and sexy. And plus, for us, utilizing a tool like that, aggregating all of that data, and then blowing it out, multiple CSVs and different data that you can actually mash up together to have exterior reporting that you might want to utilize for something, but also the third-party reporting of the templates. So the ability for us to actually brand our own reports right out of this tool.
Yeah, there are a lot of neat reports that I've been seeing out of that this week.
Yeah, but
the data wizards here have been shooting out a lot of really interesting metrics.
Yes. So if you are looking to really up your SEO game, I suggest you check out RavenTools.com. And it's a free spin in there, and insert your site in there. But even the monitoring from a social standpoint and rankings, mentions, competitors, keyword phrases, SERPs, it's got just a lot of great stuff in there. It's a dashboard, and it integrates with your Google Webmaster Tools account, your Bing account, also with analytics.
I think one of the most overlooked aspects of it is the fact that you can check out what your competitors are doing, and it might open your eyes to some of the things that you can do to improve results on your site.
I got to tell you, nine times out of ten, every time I start going into and start to sit down, and I get that good solid hour of free time to do competitive research, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit out there continuously. You know, another thing I want to bring up, too, is I just came across it earlier, and it was more about over at Search Engine Land, Matt McGee. Hello, Matt. I'm talking about your story here, your little bit of reporting, and I'm trying to pull this down. Damn it.
Where do you get an hour of free time in a day?
It's hard. A lot of times it's between 10 and 11, sitting there trying to go to sleep and the kids in bed, and we start to get back to these things. The cool thing was Bing users and Internet Explorer users.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So it was a study done.
Oh, hold on. Before Brian goes into that and tells you this awesome study that is very legitimate and has a lot of numbers behind it, it's almost very suggestive. Like, it's basically saying that IE users are dumb. And so by us saying that and giving the results of it, it's like you already knew it. We gave away the joke. We gave away the punchline.
That's the punchline. IE users are dumb. So a study was conducted, and it was an online IQ test. And the company wasn't necessarily interested in people's IQs. What they were really checking was what browsers people used to complete the online IQ test. And it showed that people who used Internet Explorer, which is the default browser in Windows and is not not always updated. You know, a lot of people are still on IE7 or IE6. Are less intelligent on average, or I should say have a lower IQ score on average, than users of Mozilla Firefox, Google Chrome, Opera, or Camino. So if you use Chrome, Firefox, Opera, or Camino, you can brag a little bit that your IQ score is probably a little bit higher than your friends and peers who are using Internet Explorer. There's a story about it on our blog, tmprod.com/blog, with a nice little picture of a poor little guy in a dunce cap, and it's got an IE logo on it. Can't miss it. But yeah, it's a pretty funny read.
Another thing that's happening as of last week is Bing is testing out some of their ads in Ad Center within organic search results, which I think is not cool at all. Leave organic and paid, you know, where they are, and everybody kind of understands what they are, but isn't a chance to increase revenue. I think they're really making a bad decision on that and pissing people off. I could also see how it could work for some of our customers in an ad campaign. So I guess I wouldn't be afraid to use it, you know, whatever is going to get them the best conversion rate. But I think it's pretty unethical. If Craigslist started jam-packing ads inside of their Craigslist postings as you went into a certain category and section, that would look kind of shitty and kind of leave it not as true to the school as it was before.
Yeah, well, you know, they're trying anything they can to, you know, have some kind of competitive advantage.
Yeah, one of the cool things that, I guess from a perception standpoint of view, that I like that Google continues to do, but there's probably some underlying something to it that's going to generate them revenue that keeps them evil. But the new Panda update, 2.3, was starting to roll out last week, and we're seeing some activity on that as well. It's against adjustive of rankings for client sites and whatnot. So really trying to work better on the content and the content farms that are out there.
I read a really interesting quote, and it really kind of opened my eyes. Woman, I think her name is Vanessa Fox, who used to work at Google.
Yep, now we've talked to her.
She said it's now easier, or it's actually more work to kind of do the shady stuff and fake a footprint of a relevant search result than it is to just create a legitimate, organically correct site.
I mean, it just goes back to there's a lot of ways to cheat. There's a lot of way to falsify your rankings, and by all means, a lot of black hats are doing it for the fact of generating revenue and playing other third-party affiliate systems and whatnot. But if you just write really good, compelling content and you're active out there in your environment, your category, your vertical, your industry, that should be enough.
Yeah, and what the point? I think the point of that is that if you're going to try and make money using search rankings, you know, via ad revenue or affiliate marketing, you may as well just pick a topic that you're actually passionate about and actually write valid content and just focus on that niche from now on, rather than, you know, these guys that are doing these, you know, link farms and affiliate farms. They're losing money now with the latest Panda update, and in some cases a lot of money.
Yeah, like AOL.
Yeah, like exactly, like the Huffington Post. And you know, so they're just tanking and they're screaming and you know, raising their fists about it, but you know, all they need to do is just start creating valid content.
Yeah, let's look at this real quick, because and then we're going to let you guys go, let you get back to what you're doing. Ooh, AOL down another 0.5% to 2.5% today itself. So down to 1725, and their stock just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping because of all their shit that went out. So that's pretty ugly, pretty ugly. And so let's go to their, you know what, let's go to their 6 month. And they were at $24 back in February, and now we're down to $17.50. So keep doing shit like that, and you get smacked something in a large way, it's really going to come forth. And that also shows you the power of Google, that they are not just picking on the smaller people. They're picking on the bigger guys as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a company who could, you know, put AOL out of business at a stroke.
Yeah, so not cool. So thank you for listening. We welcome your questions. We solicit them. We want them. So stop by, and we'll even give you a vitamin water or a cup of our fresh ground, really good coffee now.
Yeah, we got a coffee grinder. We've got all kinds of flavors of vitamin water and vitamin water zero and
or
smart
beer.
Water. Or beer. Bourbon. We've got it all.
We've got it all. Stop by and see us. Trademark Productions, SEO web chat, talk show, something.
Radio, podcast, talk show, blog.
Yeah. So hook us up, tmprod.com. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.